Blog Talk Radio.
I see.
I'm Sufa Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. And rightly so, you have a reason to ask, Yamsu, what is the Real Talk for Real People Show about? It's a study into the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub in completeness and entirety, accuracy. No cross-contaminated version, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, and giving you a bird's eye view. You're about to find out that people have used Cain as a marker to say that his whole lineage was cursed. That's not what it said. A mark was to be upon Cain, not his lineage, and tried to apply that to us. But you'll find that out in your study. That's why you need to study, because you've been misinformed, miseducated, and you're doing things based upon a false premise and our concept. We don't delve into falsities and false premises and false concepts. We try to see the Most High as he is and then share with you in those studies. And now we had 499 students in climbing. All praises and thanksgiving to the Most High because they like this truth. They don't like to be sugar-coated lies and fairy tales, according to a Greek version. They like the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and that's what we try to share with you as far as the Elohim is concerned. Truth. Something that people have a limited supply of in his Western Hemisphere. As in the case of Santos and their Congress. The man lied about this, that, and another, lied about his mother. And they love this kind of people. But he couldn't be around King David. King David told expressly, if you're lying and jiving and conniving, I'm going to get rid of you. I don't want you around. I don't want no parts of you. And we concur with that premise. That's why we share the truth, not a false misnomer of the truth, not a collection of lies, misdirection, and our confusion. We only delve in the truth, what they say, Yah. Not what thus said the white man told you what Yah said. The Greeks told you what Yah said. The Romans told you what Yah said. And these so-called Christians, what Yah says. We want to hear from Yah's mouth. And that's what we share with you on the Real Talk for Real People show. And now you may be wondering, and rightfully so, you have a right to wonder. Yam Su, who are you making reference to? The we? Sister Abby, you're from New York City. And Brother Cartier from New York City. And you may rightfully ask, Yam Su, what do you know about them? They could be anybody. No, they can't be anybody to work with Yam Su. I'm like King Dawah. I don't want you around me with a bunch of hot mess. Okay? See, they have to love the Most High with all their heart, mind, souls, and strength, and the brothers and sisters as themselves. And these brothers and this brother and sister, they show this by their action, not simply by lip service. Oh, I love the brothers. Oh, I love the sister, but I ain't got no time to do nothing for them. No, they ain't like that. They do something for the brothers. They do something for the sisters. And it was reflected in their actions. And that's why I like them too. Praise the Most High. Let me bring them on for you. Sister Abby, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Glory to Yah.
Yeah. Hello,
hello,
Sister Abby.
Sister Abby. Huh?
I'd like to make a correction. I said 499. No, it's 4,999 students as of today.
All right, yeah.
Great job.
So, as always, it's good to be back. And shalom, may Yah continue to bless the Lord.
Well, Sister Abiyah, praise Yah. And it's good to have you back. Because, you know, we put in work here. And I believe that's the primary reason why you come back. You like the truth. You don't like a sugar-coated version. And we're happy to have you back with us today. Thank you, Sister.
You got that right.
Praise Yah. Now, Brother Cartrell from New York City, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Most High. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Good to hear your voices. How you doing today?
We're doing well. I can speak for Sister Abby. I'm doing quite well.
Thanks and praise.
And it's good to hear you.
Yeah, I got a little cold in my throat.
Okay,
so
well, you're going to be all right, brother. You'll make it through.
Get
you
some cinnamon.
Huh?
Make some cinnamon tea, or if you had to get the cinnamon capsule, and that clears mucus and oil out your system.
Yeah, I was out in that weather today, breathing in that cold air. It got to me a little bit, but I'm all right. But you was talking about Christianity, and I was talking to a chaplain today
right.
on behalf of a brother that's in prison.
Right.
And I asked him, did he know what Christ, Messiah, Mashiach mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes. He said, Christ, is the Greek word for anointed. Messiah is the Hebrew word for anointed. It's both the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, was Jesus anointed? He said, yes. He said, the Most High anointed him when he sent him down from heaven.
Where did we get it?
That's what I asked him. Like, where is that in the book?
Well, when you said it that, contrary from the Elohim's word.
That's why I told him. I said, we don't deal in the Greek writings. We only deal with the Hebrew writings from Genesis to Malachi.
Right.
That show ain't in there, brother.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But, contrary, I don't know who's from St. Louis is with us tonight, live. I think it may be Ima Hadora.
So, might be Katria.
Katria, maybe very well be. So, but let me bring him on and make an introduce themselves. We'll move right along with this, our study. Area code 314. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, brother. And Katria.
Katria.
Yeah.
Elder
Katria. How you doing, brother?
Me? Yes, sir.
Good to hear your voice,
I never
bro.
Heard that name before. Now we got two.
Yeah, we got two. Two to one. Elder Katria, it's good to hear you, brother.
Well, it's good to hear you all, too, during the middle of the week.
Praise y'all. Praise y'all, Katria.
Every day of the week. Yeah, every day of the week.
Well, you got any
Yeah,
it's good to hear. But we all need this. All the elders and all the people need this every day. And then some.
Right,
we
right.
We need to stay on the rails, brother. We need to stay on the rails. All right. Cartrell number one and Cartrell number two. Y'all going to court y'all such the different numbers. Over you want me. But, and Sister Abigail, if y'all permit, we need to get started in these studies. Y'all ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay, pray with God and bless his holy name. May it direct and order our steps so that we don't lean to our own understanding. Let's get the best out of these studies, shall we? Chapter 4 of Bereshit. Bereshit, that's the Hebrew name. I don't know this Genesis stuff, this Greek stuff. We're not with that. We know the Hebrew stuff, okay? Bereshit. And what's in the mind of God from the prophet Moses, okay? And it's going on to find out, and we're like that in human nature too. We're still like that about the way Cain responds. He wants to bring the Most High what he wants to bring. And because his brother brings the right thing, he takes, instead of him getting right, he going to take into with his brother and kin it. Come on, man. We're still like that, aren't we? Truth be told, the evidence doesn't lie. Now, Adam...
Well, I'll say you mentioned that. Yeah, so,
yes.
It goes back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Exactly.
Now, everybody knows what's good and what's evil. And
exactly.
Most High told Cain, you know what's right with you. You can rule over that evil. That's
yeah.
What's out of you.
Exactly. Exactly. We let our emotions and our ego run amok get in the way of what's right and wrong. That's the problem. We let our emotions, our anger, we don't keep it in check. And we let our ego run amok. We don't keep that in check. And keep it on the rails. That's the problem, Katria. And you're certainly right, my brother. You're certainly right.
Yes. You must rule over your spirit.
Exactly. And Yah's going to tell him that. Now, Adam knew his wife well. He had an intimate relationship with his wife. And she conceived and bore Cain, which was the oldest. She said, I acquired a man from the Elohim. She knew where that baby came from, not simply from her stomach, but from the Elohim. Then she bore again, this time, his baby brother, Abel. Now, Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought in an offering of fruit of the ground to the Elohim. Abel also brought what Yah required of him, the firstborn of his flock, and their fat, And the Elohim respected Abel in his offering, but he did not respect Cain in his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. He had an ugly look on his face. And Yah said to Cain, why are you angry? I mean, Yah came to him to get it corrected. Sometimes you got to come. You know what? That's what I like about Yah Cottrell. He'll come to you to get it corrected. He just ain't going to put a boom on you. I wish our brothers and sisters were like that. And he said, so Yah said to Cain, why are you angry? And why had your countenance fallen? You looking all ugly in the face, all mad? If you do well, will you not be accepted? If you bring the right thing, won't you be accepted? Won't you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door. If you don't do the right thing, sin going to be lying at your door. It's simply that on that. This ain't hard, Cain. And its desire is for you. But you should rule over it. Your sin wants you to be angry. Your sin wants you to be out of control. Your sin wants you to be bloodthirsty. Your sin wants to throw people under the bus. But you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Ego run amok, anger not in check, because he didn't rule over. Then Yah said to Cain, because Yah already knew, where's your brother? Him trying to get snazzy. He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? All smart alligator. We just like this today. The apple don't fall off of the tree, Cottrell. Cottrell number two and Sister Avia.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother. See, y'all know when our blood is spilled. You can run, hide from the popo. You can tell a lie to your mama, sister, wife, whatsoever. But Yah knows when you spill our blood, or any blood for that matter.
You know why?
Yes, Cottrell. Explain why.
He can hear it crying from the ground.
And as that on that,
not even did he see it, but Abel's blood is crying from the ground.
Just this.
Cain, his name is possession.
Right.
Havel, or what they say, Abel, the Hebrew
right.
word is Havel, his name means breath.
Mm-hmm.
Havel, his name means breath, Abel. So it shows you that there's life in the blood, even after you die.
And you can't get away from the Elohim. Try as you can get away from the Pope. You can get away from the prosecutor, but you cannot get away from the Elohim. And the Elohim, those people that got away with killing the poor brother in Money, Mississippi, Emmett Till, they think they got away.
Right.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
But, y'all, so you got to think about this dynamic, too.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the older brother?
Cain was the older brother. He should have knew better.
So why would you kill your little brother?
Because
you're the firstborn. You're the firstborn son gets all the inheritance, right?
Exactly.
That's the order. So he had no reason at all to kill his brother Havel.
And that's a fact.
But it also shows another thing too. They weren't hunter gatherers. They were herdsmen and farmers.
Exactly, and that's what we are by nature.
Yes.
By nature. We're not like the people from the northern, the warriors that chase after deers and so on and so forth. We were a people that stocksmen and animals and we did agriculture. But so
what was the order that the Mosaic gave to Adam? We told him to do after he kicked him out.
Right.
And to till the ground. Right.
Exactly. Because
the earth is not going to just give you fruits and vegetables and all that. You got to work for it now.
Not like you used to.
And
it ain't going to be easy.
We know who tills the ground, right? Who tills the ground?
Farmers. We all do. Farmers.
We don't all till the ground. We don't know nothing about that. What are you talking about? I'm in the city. I ain't never thrown a seed in the ground and watched it grow ever.
But I like about that. I'm going to tell you what got you. When y'all goes on to say further in this history, our history, it goes on, y'all gives us talents unbeknownst to us. And our innate sense of who we are or what we are, it's still in us, but we don't know what it is. But I assure you, once we get back to the land, it's going to reawaken those talents that we have for us agriculture, for us livestock are concerned, and so on and so forth. We all got skills, we just don't know. It's been beaten out of us, scared out of us. We're scared of our own shadow. Y'all said, fear not. Because I can't have access to you if you're scared of everything. You're scared of your own shadow. So we just need to stop fearing and trust in the Elohim. And those talents will come forth when the time and place is ready for them to come forth. I'm like you, Cartier. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, prison camp 901. That being said, I wouldn't know what came out of ground, what it was when it came out of ground. But I got some skills somewhere deep dormant in me, just like you got those skills deep dormant in you. They'll come forth when we need them. Believe it. Well, the
elements. That's why you always have to remain humble, and you always have to be a student for life. Because I'll be definitely willing to learn from
you. These studies we do, and I recommend that to all the eldership and all the people. They don't stop the, each one of our casket drop. It didn't stop for the high priests. It didn't stop for the kings when they were on the right tracks for the LM is concerned. They knew these were impairment to our study, our growth, our development. When you stop doing this, when you stop studying, by all intents and purposes, you stop growing. You got to go over and over again to become second nature to you, and go over and over again to that becomes second nature. It don't stop till our casket drops. It's true. All right.
And either you do that or you're stuck with Stockholm Syndrome, which you've been taught in institutional life to believe that you came from an ape, there was a big bang, right. Everything came from one cell.
Exactly.
Science.
Yes. Hey, Cottrell, Bo Cottrell, and Sister Abby, these things should be so important to you that you should be elated when you have the opportunity to take these studies up. You should be like, now, here we go again. Oh, Lord. Are we going over Mary? See, can we just... No, you need to keep doing this. It helped our king development. It helped our high priest development. And certainly, in this regard, it will help your development, too. You don't need to hear what Yum Suit talk about. What Yum Suit talking about, as far as his personal level is concerned, it ain't going to do nothing for you. As far as what the LM word says, forever and ever and ever, 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 time is just to help you. Believe you me. And you better believe it because it's true. Y'all goes on and say, Contrails and Sister Abia, fellow students, and Radio Land. And y'all said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has you got an ugly face, your countenance falling? If you do well, will you not be if you do the right thing? That goes for all of us. And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. That goes for all of us. And it's desire.
Yeah, so, you read that? You're in verse 10.
No, I know where I'm at. I'm going back over. But you should rule
okay.
Over it. Thank you, Kadri. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass they were in the field. That Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then Yah said to Cain, where's Abel, your brother? Y'all already knew. He said, I do not know. And my brothers get all snared and smart at the mouth. So that's how we are when we're wrong. And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out. The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now, you are cursed from the earth, which has opened his mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. when you tear the ground right now, it's no longer your, it's stripped of the best of his best. A fetus and a vagabond, you should be on the earth. And Cain said to Yah, my point, and this ain't for everybody, this is simply for Cain. It is for Cain and your descendants. It said this is specifically for you, Cain. People tell you, y'all got the mark of Cain, y'all black folk, y'all Negroes, that's who y'all is. Stop listening to them lying folks, okay? This is specifically for Cain and Cain alone. Because Cain alone did what he did. Not his heritage, not his descendants. And he said, and Cain said to the Elohim, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And Yah said to him, therefore, whoever kills you, Cain, vengeance shall be taken him sevenfold by me. And Yah set a mark on Cain, not only his heritage, not only his descendants, lest anyone finding him should kill him. Yah said, I don't want you to put your hand on him. I got a mark on him. It didn't say nothing about his descendants. So stop letting them lying people tell you what they want you to know, and it ain't the truth. See, the mark of Cain, you're the descendant of Cain. See, I don't even want to talk about them, because that's what they do. They lie, deceive, and cause confusion, because they don't tell the truth. That's the problem. Therein lies our dilemma, because we believe everything they say. Oh, I'm not going to listen to Yah Suh. That old nigga don't know nothing. But the white man said it. It must be true. Yes, sir. We need to get out of that nonsense. The family of Cain. Yah goes to show the heritage of Cain. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Elohim and dwelt in the land of Nod, or the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife. And she conceived and bare Enoch. He built a city and called the city the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. To Enoch was born Arad, and Arad begat Methusel, and Methusel begat Methusel, and Methusel begat Lamech. Then Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of one was Ada, and the name of the other was Zeruiah. And Ada bore Zobah. And he was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubah. He was the father of those who played the harp. He had those skills and food. And Zerah, she bore Tubah corn. And instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron. He had his skills. And the sister of Tubah corn was Ma. Then Lamech said to his wife, Ada, and Zeruiah, hear my voice. Wives of Lamech, listen to my speech. For I have killed the man for wounding me, even the young man for hurting me. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 70 times sevenfold. And here's what I like about Yah too. When somebody takes something away from you, Yah always seem to give you something in replace of it, doesn't he? Stop crying over spilled milk. Let Yah give you something in replace of it. I know it don't take away what you had with what you had, but appreciate what the Elohim gives you and focus on that. Now, Adam knew his wife again in the intimate manner, and she bore a son and named him Seth. For Yah has appointed another seed for me instead of Abba, whom Cain killed. As for Seth, him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Elohim, as should have been. All men began, not just one nation, not just Hebrew Israelites, but all men, which Yah wants to happen again. And we should be the catalyst for that. We should have been the catalyst for that. But unfortunately, we dropped the ball. But we're going to have a do-over again. That's why these studies are important. Yah wants all men to call on the name of the Elohim. Not just some men. Not simply Hebrew Israelites. But all men. Let's do our part. Let's come together, gather together, work together, and make sure all men can call on the name of the Elohim. Not simply by virtue of our lip service, by virtue of our actions toward the Elohim and towards one another. Let people say, those Hebrew Israelites, oh, they sure love one another. Oh, yes, sir, Reba. They don't talk about one another. They don't put one another down. They don't own a local Channel 5 news for cussing and fussing at them. Oh, man. Oh, there's something must be to that Elohim. That Yah they talk about. Because I can see it reflective in that love for the Elohim and the love for one another. My, my, my. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cotriel number one and Cotriel number two. You can accord the number to your name, however you feel like. Because you're number one in my heart, both of you. And Sister Alia, may the Most High bless you. You have the mics. Don't be shy, brothers. Don't be shy.
Okay, the only way you saw it.
Yes, brother, I hear you.
You are absolutely right in saying that all men should praise Yah. But that's not what this is saying.
Right.
This is showing you Cain's descendants.
Right.
Cain's descendants, Tubal Cain,
Right.
Is the father of Lamech.
Right.
Cain's descendants. And Lamech is boasting to his two wives, Adah and Zilhah. Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Listen to my speech. For I have slain a man for just wounding me and a young man for bruising me. If Cain could be avenged seven times, truly Lamech 70 and seven times. So he thinks he's greater than Cain, his grandfather.
Contrario, the African fall far from the United.
Right. So Lamech is boasting that he's better than Cain because he's killed more men and he dare anybody to touch him because he's going to be avenged 70 and seven times. Once I said, I'll avenge Cain seven times. Lamech told him he's going to be avenged 70 and seven times. This is the last time we heard from Lamech after this. He, you know, he's done. Then it says, Adam knew his wife again. She gave birth to a son.
Right.
And named him Seth, saying, for Yah has given me another child.
Right.
I thought Cain was your child, which he was, instead of Abel.
Right.
But Cain killed him. A son also was born to Seth, and he named him Enosh.
Right.
And Enosh was born after Seth. It says, at that time, men began to call on Yah. So it wasn't until Seth and Enosh were born. But all these people in Cain's line, they had nothing to do with Yah.
Right.
There wasn't Cain on Yah. So Yah gave another son instead of Abel and named him Seth. And he had a son called Enosh, and they began to call on Yah's name again.
Hallelujah.
Because he was Adam's seed. We already know that the Most High says there's going to be enmity between Eve's seed and Adam's seed. So it may not have been a mark, but the descendants of Cain reflect him.
Exactly. If I may, you know, that's another reason why I love these studies. Thank you, brother, for that correction, and thank you for sharpening me. See, therein lies the solution. When we study together, we have an ample opportunity to be corrected, and don't get mad, try to kill nobody. Accept the correction. A wise man accepts correction and gets wiser. A fool gets angry and the fall into mischief. I want to thank Cartrell for correcting me and sharpening me. Thank you, brother. Praise the Most High.
It also says, Cain said to the Most High, my punishment is greater than I could bear. Behold, you have driven me out today from the surface of the ground. I'll be hidden from your face. and I'll be a future and a wanderer in the earth. Who's a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth? Maybe whoever finds you will kill me. But the Most High said to Cain, from now on, when you till the ground, it will not yield its strength to you. You will be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth. Which is why Cain's seed need other people to put seed in the ground, because the earth doesn't yield its strength to the seed of Cain.
Exactly.
And what did he do? He left the ground, and he went and started building cities. Right? Cain left Yah's presence, lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain was like, she could see, he gave birth to Enoch. He built a city, not a farm, not a rural area. He's the first of those cities.
Exactly.
And in the city after his son, Enoch. And these cities are killing us, aren't they?
Exactly.
So there's a pattern here that we should see.
Right. Hey, folks. Well, Cottrell from St. Louis, any commentaries? I gather not. All right. So, Sandy,
what's going on here?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Any commentary, sister? We'll go back to Katria. Maybe his phone is still on mute. So, Savia.
Yes, no, I'm good. I'm just listening.
Okay. Thank you, sister. Brother Katria from St. Louis, if your phone on number one, hit number one if you got any commentary. Otherwise, we're going to continue forward in our studies in the Proverbs, chapter 27. All right. Well, Sister Avia and Brother Cartier, you'd like to proceed forth?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
Hallelujah.
Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth.
Stop ringing your own bell. Stop ringing your own bell.
Yeah. A stranger, and not thine own lips. That sounds like somebody being conceited, praising themselves.
Exactly.
A stone is heavy, and he stand waiting. But a fool's wrath is heavier than them both.
Y'all done seen a whole lot of angry fools.
Mm-hmm.
A fool cut up now.
Yes, indeed.
And you should get help with him at the stone.
Say that again, Brother Katya.
I said you could get help with a heavy stone. And you can get help moving some sand. But dealing with a fool?
It's heavy than the sand.
Madam, what you said? What she said? It's true.
Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy?
Oh, Lord. Now, did I say it again? Oh, Lord. Oh, ain't that the truth?
And guess what?
Wrath. Say that again.
Y'all got all three.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to unleash his wrath. He's going to unleash his anger, and he's going to let you know that he's been jealous because he'll be worshiping idols. So,
mm-hmm.
You got a three whammy. Three whammy to Yah. And jealousy is the worst one.
Mm. Open rebuke is better than secret love. So true.
What that mean?
Okay. Go ahead.
You know what it means, Cartrell? It's better for somebody to rebuke you in the open then you got some hidden love and don't secret love. Ain't nobody know you got no love for somebody. That's more advantageous for you, somebody to open rebuke you, than somebody sharing a hidden love for you. Coming to help correct you, get you right on the track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if the love is hidden, it's definitely not being shared.
Then you're not correcting, so it can't be love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
Yes, it's almost the same thing.
Yes.
Open rebuke, which your friend is going to do, which most people can't take. The wounds of a friend are faithful, trying to put you in the right direction. You say, iron sharpens iron, right? And it might hurt you because you don't want to change your way, but you know you got to change based on what your friend is telling you, and you know it's right.
Exactly.
The kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Yeah, people smile on your face, patch on the back, make you feel good. And all the time, they want to take your place.
The full soul, lotus, and honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. All right. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place.
Hallelujah. You wandered from the LOM, boy. You in big trouble.
Mm-hmm. You sound like your own house, though.
Yeah.
So like a bird that wanders from her nest, what happens? All the predators going to snatch her egg. They may take over her house, right?
You're going to snatch her up. You're going to snatch her up, too.
And if Papa is a rolling stone, whenever he lays his hat at his home, that ain't no good for the family. Is it?
It's not.
Okay.
Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doeth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel.
Yeah, when your friends counsel you, it's sweet. And everybody needs counsel. Don't think you don't need it. You ain't nothing special, but the sweetness of a friend's counsel, even though it may rub you the wrong way, it puts you back on track. That's sweet. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thy old friend and thy father's friend, forsake not. Neither
going
to thy brother's house.
Hold on, Sister Abby, don't run past that.
Go ahead.
As far as relationships are concerned, the LOM lacks friendships. He lacks friendships so much and respects that friendship of your own, on your own special friendship. But he says, don't even get rid of your father or mother to him. But he didn't say mother, but you can assume that. If a person was a friend to your mother or father, but we stupid. Oh, he old, he can't tell me nothing. That was my daddy's friend. Y'all said, don't put away that friendship. Let that person be a friend to you. The value of friendships, they're very important to the LOM. They should be important to us. We need to exercise that. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. Neither go into thy brother's house in the days of calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. But the simple pass on and are punished.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a lot. And take an ex-fool's advice. Hide yourself. Lay low. I've told people this quite often. Lay low and stay out the way. But see, some people can't take advice like that. They want to show up, show out, and showboat. And as a result, the end result, they are punished by it. Take an ex-fool's advice.
Mm-hmm. Take this garment that is to receive for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Brother Cottrell, you want to pick up from here?
I can pick up from here.
Huh?
Yes, he said. Yes, he said he can pick up.
Okay.
It says, take his garment when he puts up collateral for a stranger. Hold it for a wayward woman. He who blesses his neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse by him. You're not really blessing your neighbor. You're being all loud.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes King Solomon again. A continual dropping on a rainy day and a contentious wife are alike. All right, King Solomon. Restraining
yep.
her is like restraining the wind or like grasping oil in his right hand. You can't control that. Contentious woman, contentious man.
He sure ain't lying.
You sure learned his lesson, didn't you?
Yeah, it's just true. Take an ex-woman's advice. It's just true. You might want to go on that rooftop. You might want to go on that rooftop, Patrick, if you think you can control a contentious wife. Man, come on, that's
what he says it the opposite way they say it today. They say happy wife, happy life. Right?
Exactly.
Happy wife, happy life. You don't want a contentious wife. She's on your face all the time, every day, 24/7.
Contentious wife, sad life. Tell me what he said. Contentious wife, sad life.
That's
right. It's true. Yeah,
it's true. So this is very important. 17 verse. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens his friend's countenance. You're supposed to be here sharpening each other, right? That means you do. That means chemistry. That means humility. And none of us, we're all butter knives right now. As far as the way of the Most High, we all butter knives. And we ain't sharp as we should be, are
we? We think we are, though. We think we are. We can't. And the ones that can't be told nothing, can't be corrected, can't be put on the right track, they're going to remain butter knives. Okay.
Watch out for the hot butter knives. Watch out for the hot butter knives. Whoever tends the fig tree shall eat its fruit. Yeah, you got to be diligent. You got to be a farmer. He who looks after his master shall be honored. And who's our master?
The L-O-M.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We better be diligent in serving our master, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says in the 19th verse, like water reflects a face. You know, when you look in the pond, you can see your reflection. You don't need a mirror. So a man's heart reflects the man. Oh, yeah. You can tell what's in a man's heart just by looking at his countenance.
By virtue of his actions. His or her
yeah.
actions.
They had a record that was out there a little while ago. It goes something like this. It's written all over your face. You don't
no.
have to say a word.
No, go over your face.
Verse 20 says, Sheol, another word for hell. And Abaddon, another word for hell, are never satisfied. And a man's eyes are never satisfied. And therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm. What if they said, hey, Cottrell, your eyes want more than you can take on. It's true.
And sometimes your eyes are bigger than your belly.
You better believe it.
I know y'all been in that situation. You know, I ate too much. Food was so good. Now your whole body hurts.
You know what, Cottrell? When I used to go to those buffets, you know, he's piled on. But as I get older, as I've gotten older and wiser, I get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of this, and I eat the whole plate, and I'm satisfied. I don't have to get four plates to be satisfied. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I'm satisfied.
Well, King Solomon is speaking from experience here. He said, a man's eyes are never satisfied. How many wives you had, huh? 700?
Mm-hmm.
And you had 300 concubines on the side?
He all knows.
You definitely weren't satisfied.
Huh? Oh, no.
They found out the hard one.
Yeah.
About them contentious women.
Yeah, that's real. Take an ex-fool's advice. In the king's regard, take an ex-fool's advice. He learned.
Yeah. So, the wisest man that ever lived, King Solomon, he showed us that he learned the hard way. Okay? He's trying to warn us before we do the same thing.
Exactly.
I should be satisfied. You should count your blessings. And your eyes shall shepherd. You shall not want. In Babylon, they got you on everything. New car, new clothes, new this, new that. The latest this, the latest that. You wanting all the time. You're never satisfied.
That's the marketing technique. They're never satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to be satisfied. Be thankful. Just be thankful for what you got. Verse 21. The crucible is for silver and the furnace for gold. But man is refined by his praise. I don't know what a crucible is, but it must be like a furnace to get the impurities out.
And that last statement, Cartier, you just said, a man is valuable by what others, not by what you say about yourself. The young Su can speak glamorous about himself. Young can say, I'm the best thing since. That holds little value. But what you should be valued by what your brothers and sisters say about you. That young Su, he's a good guy. You know, we try to help folks. He tried to show some love. He tried to show the brothers some love. He tried to put money on the brothers. He holds value. What young people about itself holds little value.
Yes. Yeah. If you earn it, you're going to get the praise.
Exactly.
Serving our master, you're going to get the honor.
Praise God.
More information about food. King Solomon is trying to tell us to leave fools alone. Don't mess with fools. Verse 22. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pastor along with grain, yet his foolishness will not be removed from him.
It's an innate part of his character. You cannot separate a fool from his foolishness.
So, in other words, leave fools alone.
Long.
Don't even talk to him. Yeah. Verse 23. Know well the state of your flocks and pay attention to your herds. That sounds like a farmer, right? People that
exactly.
Own land. They got animals.
Exactly.
So riches are not forever. You mean herds and flocks are riches? Oh, yeah. Nor does the crown endure to all generations. Yep. Kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall, don't they?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
None of them have lasted forever to this point.
That's why you need to pay attention to your own flock, because your money going to fly out the door. It ain't guaranteed, but you got that flock. You have to feed your family. You have to clothe your family. You have to take care of your family. Focus on that. Focus your attention on what's important. Money come and go. But that flock, if you taking care of that flock, it's going to provide clothing, food, and so on and so forth for your family. Keep your family going.
More neglect. The hay is removed and the new growth reappears. The grasses of the hill are gathered in. The lambs are for your clothing. Did y'all know that?
Hey, that's what I just said.
Yeah. Lambs are for your clothing. You ain't just supposed to eat lambs. Supposed to use that wool. Make some wool socks.
Exactly.
Make some wool drawers. Make some
wool shirts. You better believe it.
Listen to this. And the goats are the price of the field. So So folks are valuable too.
Yep, you've been to buy a field. It's true.
Because in ancient times, you know what they drank?
Goat's milk.
Goat's milk. There will be plenty of goat's milk for your food, for your family's food, and for the nourishment of your servant girls. So I didn't know goat milk was nutritious.
It's healthy for you. Y'all telling you something. It's codified. It's codified.
Y'all drinking that cow milk. Y'all should be drinking goat milk.
Exactly. Praise y'all.
I don't drink no milk.
No, I don't
do
no milk.
Drink,
I don't do no milk.
Some goat milk.
I think so. You know what, Cottrell? The next time I go to the mall, I'm going to go to the wholesale market. I'm going to look for me some goat's milk. It may not be the most pleasant to taste, but it's the most healthy taste. It's the most nutritious value for your whole body. If y'all said it, codified way, it must be good enough. If it's good enough for y'all to mention through King Solomon, it's good enough for me to search out some goat's milk. And it's good enough for you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Search it. It's nutritious. Praise y'all and bless his holy name.
And you probably could get some cheese out of it, right?
Goat cheese. I like me some goat cheese, Cottrell. And a matter of fact, I told you, Cottrell, I got goat in my deep freeze. So, you know, I was on the base, and the wife and I, we were looking in a special food section. And I looked at it again. I had to double look. I said, that's one box of goat meat. And it was $88. And I said, baby, that's kind of high. She said, send them over, get the goat's milk. And that's why I did that curry goat. I'm a goat man now, Cottrell. I can fix curry goat. Yeah, I'm a goat man. And I tell you, that was bigger looking good. And I had a wonderful woman and a good friend of mine that gave me the recipe. A wonderful woman and a good friend of mine gave me, and a brother, her husband, which gave me that recipe. And I love them for life. Some curry goat. I love it.
Well, we need to put some reciprocation because we don't usually give out our family recipes.
Right. Y'all must think very highly of me, and I appreciate that. Because I think, I'm going to tell y'all, I think very highly of y'all for giving me a recipe. Ooh-wee. Oh, got to love it.
Like, I got a sister over here getting kind of upset about this, you know? Come on now, spread some more of that love over here.
I'm just saying this. You know, can't nobody say nothing bad about Cartier and his wife to me. I won't hear none of that. And then, if you feel in some sort of way, because you ain't got no curry goat, and you ain't got the recipe? Hey, ain't my problem. I still love you, too.
Step down for a minute, Brother Young Sue.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to get to my brother Concierge.
You're trying to get the recipe.
Yes.
I can't get the recipe.
You know that I'm interested in, you know, if you and the wife mind sharing that with me.
That's it.
Look here, bro. I'm very appreciative of my good friend and his dear wife. That's all I'm saying. Now, I cannot share and indulge in something that gave to me in privacy. Now, if she wants to get what she get, that's on her. I mean, my dear friend and his lovely wife did not tell me to share that recipe with you and nobody.
That's why I asked Brother Tantiel and my chief. Y'all trying to chase me to the rooftop and to a desert land because y'all trying to bring some tension in my house.
I don't want to go into the problems, but I still would like to try them.
Yeah, so you could share that recipe with, since you got it out there. You could share it with Sister Abby.
Can I
Yeah. Why not?
Why do it? Why you can't do it? Why I got to do it?
Because you already done. I don't like
that. Just text me the recipe. That's all.
I will call you tomorrow.
That'd be great.
Okay. Somebody may hijack the information. But what I will do, the Most High willing, I will contact you tomorrow and share that recipe. Have a pen and a piece of paper ready.
I sure will. And thank you, Brother Patriel.
No problem.
And thank you right for me.
But I
both
shoot.
Of y'all owe me a recipe. Both of y'all owe me a recipe. And I'm going to owe y'all to it.
Okay, we will.
I don't want no sloppy Joe and no hot dog.
You won't get that here.
But do you know how to fix lasagna with Ricardo cheese and
yes,
spinach?
Indeed.
Oh, you already know how to do that. Cadre? Okay. Okay, well, I can share it with you. Okay? As a matter of fact, I'm feeling so good about the Most High, I'm going to share with everybody on the show. Here's what you do. Go get you the big carton of Ricardo cheese. Get you a bag. Now, you can get the spinach where you can have to cook it up or whatnot. Or you can get the spinach just frozen. And stir that spinach in, put a little olive oil in there, stir it up, warm it up and whatnot. Pull the juice off. Get your Ricardo cheese, put it in a bowl, put your spinach in the bowl, put two eggs in there, and spin it all up. Okay? That is healthy for you if you're going to eat lasagna. Then put your layer of lasagna down, then put your layer of Ricardo cheese and spinach mixed up together. Another layer of lasagna, Ricardo cheese, spinach mixed together. Another layer of lasagna, your ricotta cheese and spinach mixed together. And you season to your seasoning. Now, you might not like yam soup seasoning. So season to your taste. Don't use that salt. Leave that salt alone. You can find something else, okay? And do about four layers of it. And then top it off with that lasagna. Put it in the oven about 45 minutes. Ooh-wee-wee. You're going to love it, and it's healthy for you. Praise Yah and bless His holy name.
Well, thank you for that too.
Yeah, I may miss out some on the ghost courage. I may miss out a formula on the ghost curry goat. I may miss two or three, but you'll work it out. You ain't going to do you like that, Abigail. You my sister. You ain't going to do you. I'm going to give you everything Cartrell and his lovely wife gave me, okay? All right. Fellow students, go ahead, Sister Abigail.
No, I was just going to tell Brother Cartrell, make sure he thanks his wife too for me.
All right. Hello.
Okay. And thank her again for me, Cartrell, and thank you, my brother, for allowing her to give us the recipe. And I'm so appreciative, brother. You don't know how appreciative I am. As a matter of fact, if I have the opportunity and you and the wife down and we up, tell the wife, give me the kitchen, give me the curry, go. I'm going to have it. I'll make that rice to go along with it, man. You don't know what's happening, bro. I'm the man. They call me curry goat man now. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Ain't nothing. Yeah, Cartrell. Yeah, brother. What's it, Cartrell?
It was that good, huh?
Man, ooh, Cartrell. You just don't know. You really gotta use that, as your wife indicated, you really gotta use that kosher salt. And I use lemon with the kosher salt. And I take that blood out of it and make it tender for about a couple of hours. Yeah, for a couple of hours I let it soak in the fridge and whatnot. And I wash it over and over again to it has that sort of bland look about it. When you take that wild taste out of that blood out of that meat, man, and you tenderize it with that kosher salt and lemon juice. Ooh, wee wee. You just don't know, brother. Your wife just opened up a restaurant. Okay. All right. That being said, brothers and sisters, it's been a digress for a moment because we family, man. That's what family do. When they don't see each other, talk to each other in a minute, when they get together, man, they let their hair down. But we're serious about what we're studying. We're serious about the LOM. We're serious about Arashik. We're serious about the Proverbs. And we're serious about you. Why? Because you need this. We need this. We all need this together. Because we all need to be together. Gather thyself together. Go to YahWeGather.us. See what it's about. And be about it. Don't talk about it. Share the love. Share your finances. And gather together. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Cartrell, Sister Avia, and Cartrell number two. You can say shalom and good night to the people.
All I want to say is, if you're not connected to Yah, get connected and stay prayed up. Shalom and good night. Love you, family, and Yah loves us all.
Shalom and good night, sister. We love you, too.
As always, we love y'all, family. Most our blessing be with us. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night. Love you, too, Cartrell. Cartrell number two, you want to say good night? Shalom and love to you, or whatever.
Shalom.
You want to say good night to the people, the students?
I'm going to say good night to all of those that are listening in tonight.
It's a pleasure to hear your voice, brother. Always a pleasure to hear you. Praise God.
Praise God.
All right. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Enjoy this song. Take me in, Yah. Take me in, because we need to get the hell out of here. Shalom.
Take me in like I've never been. Lead me now to your heart's chagrin. Take I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? I've seen our mothers cry within, from our fathers who